Yeah, a little early for you. But, yep, right at the corner of 32 and Van Dyke, downtown Romeo. I can see the tower. Got to head over to Ray, where we're building a new fire station. Got to make sure all the technology is good to go. And so that's that. Oh, by the way, thanks for the tip on Wyatt's node. That was exactly it. I don't know that he'll have the problem, but since he's going to be behind a T-Mobile router as well, probably I just left it that way, and that way it's for sure he won't have that problem. I don't see no harm in doing it that way, right? They say don't if you don't have to, but I'm going to do that to all mine because of the T-Mobile factor.
So if it works without it, don't. The only time you need to is to do it. If it's not working, then do it. But if it's working, don't switch it, because more load, the less people that, the more people that are on HTTP, the better. But they've run into this issue, especially with people behind carrier grade NAT and those types of things, that where that should address that issue. But they can support 500 nodes logging in. For every one node on IAX, you can do 500 load-wise on HTTP, if not more.